1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Two people have been killed in a suspected gas explosion that's ripped through a row of shops in Birmingham city centre. The bodies were found by firemen using heat-seeking thermal cameras, and rescue workers are still searching through the rubble for any further victims. Adrian Britton reports.
The blast rocked the small heath area of the city, just yards from a crowded Irish pub. A grocer's shop was reduced to rubble, but it was the threat of the other terraced buildings caving in that hampered efforts to search for casualties beneath the wreckage. One eyewitness narrowly missed flying debris and glass when he saw two people on top of a building screaming.
Two people on top of the roof. And when the second explosion, the roof just caved in, so the two people went down.
The cause of the blast is as much a mystery this morning as it was last night. The dead bodies haven't been identified. Police can't even tell whether they're male or female. Adrian Britton, IRN, Birmingham.
In just a few hours' time, the 10-month ordeal of four Britons held in Libya should be over. Robin Plummer, Malcolm Anderson, Michael Burdener and Alan Russell are due to be handed over to the Church envoy, Terry Waite. There are fears of a delay following Libyan anger at Mrs. Thatcher's unveiling of a memorial to Libyan embassy shooting victim WPC Yvonne Fletcher. But Mr. Waite's confident that the release will go ahead. Marie Kinsey reports.
It's been touch-and-go diplomacy for Terry Waite all along, but this time it seems the four men may at last see freedom. This morning they'll be handed over into his custody, and after passport formalities are cleared up, they'll be on a plane home. But Robin Plummer's wife, Pat, is still cautious, and so are their children.
When they see him home, they'll know he's back, and they don't get too excited over these latest news items.
All the families are unstinting in their praise of Terry Waite, Alan Russell's wife, Carol.
It's quite a unique man, I think, and the only man perhaps who could have managed this.
But Terry Waite has consistently said that he won't be certain of their release until all four step back onto British soil.
The coal board's banking on a big return to work this morning by strikers disillusioned by the collapse of Pitt peace talks last week. Police in the coal fields have been put on alert against possible picket line violence. The coal board is telling pitmen, get back to work while there are still jobs to go to. It's been announced that seven more coal faces are being shut down, including the Francis Colliery in Fife, where 500 jobs have been lost as a result of underground fires. The others are in South Wales, and the coal board's warning that many others are at risk because of neglect. President Reagan wants to treble funding for his Star Wars space defence project. He's pressing for a massive boost to military spending in his new budget, paid for with cuts in education and welfare cash. From Washington, Andrew Mandelstam.
Mr. Reagan wants overall military spending increased by nearly 6%, making it the biggest peacetime defense budget in history. The most expensive item is a proposed order for 48 new B-1 bombers. The U.S. administration is also calling for an additional 48 MX intercontinental missiles. Under the plan, the budget for the so-called Star Wars project would be tripled, increasing to $3,700 million. The proposal is likely to meet strong opposition from the Congress. Andrew Mandelstam, IRN, Washington.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Just a cup to keep to the love so right. Good morning. It's Monday, the 4th of February, 1985. It's 6.5 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it's sunshine. 299 meters, 1017 gigahertz in the medium wave band, and 103.5 VHF. Hef. Well, it's the breakfast show, and it's Cookie's breakfast show, and I'm with you through till 10 o'clock this morning. Which is not always good news. Talking of news.
When everything.
Take a look after half past six.
It makes no sense. There once was a time I should have known better. Can you run to me?
Is the Eurythmics. Beautiful, isn't it? Called Julia. You know, Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox, who wrote that, have already made £500,000 out of that particular single. Not that one. Sorry, not that one. No, stupid boy. It's 1984. That's the one. Yes. They've already made £500,000 out of that. Heavens again. 40 minutes past six, it's a Monday morning, and it's sunshine.
If your car is looking a bit down in the mouth, cheer it up by calling in Ken Rawlings. Yes, Ken Rawlings Valeting Service will clean up your car like new. Bodywork lovingly polished, upholstery and carpets like spanking new. Ken Rawlings will clean every inch of your car, including the engine and underneath. And he'll come to your house or business. Farmers, don't forget Ken can steam clean your vehicles too. Tractors, stock wagons. Give your car a treat. Call 5697. That's Ken Rawlings, Ludlow 5697.
That your car outside, John?
It is, why?
Well, it seems to have changed shape a bit on the front off side.
Yes, it has.
You don't seem upset about it either, do you?
Well, no, it wasn't my fault. In any case, I'm insured through Peter M. Poole of Craven Arms.
An advantage, that is it?
Well, at least I'm confident they're dealing with my claim as quickly and fairly as possible.
Good service, eh?
Second to none. Very reasonable premiums. And that driver's club policy they've got, that's good value.
Peter M. Poole.
Yes, Peter M. Poole. They're at number 8 Dale Street in Craven Arms. Go and see them. They're open weekdays from 9:15 till 5 and noon on Saturdays. If you can't get there, give them a ring. 3727, Craven Arms.
Craven Arms 3727.
Peter M. Poole. Ask to speak to Peter or Stuart Parsonage. Hey, your car's parked rather close to mine, isn't it?
Well, that's why I raised the subject, see?
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Put the heat into your room, not up the chimney. Feel the difference by fitting a Jetmaster open fire from the old fire station in Old Street, Ludlow. They are the specialists and stock everything for the open fire. Take to the warmer side of life at the old fire station, Old Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5595.
Sunshine Radio.
Honey Drippers and Sea of Love. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that sounds an awful lot like Elton John right at the very beginning. Well, I don't really sound like it, but I think he does. You have a listen next time you hear it. 6:19 on a Monday morning, 4th of February, 1985. But on Sunshine, 299 metres, 10 and 17 kilohertz in the medium wave band, on 103.5 VHF.
Somehow I've got to let my feelings show. She's
Cool on the Gang and Fresh. I'm going to get organised this morning. Have a look at the weather now. It's going to be dry and cloudy with sunny spells, a maximum of 10 degrees centigrade. Southwesterly wind. The outlook is dry with sunny intervals, which can't be bad. Things are looking up on a February. On a February morning. 23 past 6. Carol Downs and Believe in the Beat. Right, got myself sorted out now. Coming up later on in the show this morning, I'll be telling you something about smelly bills. Why is Christopher Cross being sued? I should be telling you about that as well. Why women who are like their husbands sometimes can't have children. Telling you a little bit about Andrew Ridgely of Wham. Also, is sugar good for you? Also about a licensee who has a colour for success. Interesting story, that. Of course, we'll be having the usual mystery artist about 28 this morning. Got the news and the weather and road reports. And then at 1:15, we've got another 4 number ones. Oh, tell you what, there's nothing we're not doing here. It's 27 minutes now past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
One through a party in the county jail. Baby, let me be your love, teddy bear. Put chain around my neck, leave me anywhere. Let me be your teddy bear. Sit all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Question: what's the connection between Gary Numan and Ludlow? The answer is Martin Price. Martin Price makes beautiful leather clothes for Gary and a host of other stars too. And Martin Price will tailor something for you too. Coats, jackets, trousers, skirts, dresses, shirts. In fact, anything in luxury leather and superb sheepskin. Martin will call on you and help you choose your made-to-measure dream. Just phone Ludlow 890-754. 890-754. Make that connection with Martin Price of Ludlow.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
Write in now with your What's On. Tell Sunshine about the up-and-coming event you're organising in your neighbourhood and let your neighbourhood station tell the people. Write in now to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow. Which Sunday market is open every Sunday 10 till 4? It's the same Sunday market that's been going strong every week for over 12 years. It's Churchstoke Sunday Market on the site of Harry Tuffin's supermarket. You can't beat a good day out at a good old Sunday market. It's fun for all the family and there's always a bargain to be had. You can save pounds there every Sunday. There's loads of free car parking and free admission too. Churchstoke Sunday Market.
on the A489 between Craven Arms and Newtown. See you this Sunday at Chirchstoke Sunday Market. Camel and donkey rides for the kiddies from Sunday, February the 3rd.
It's still up there. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill. The pub in the clouds. They reckon there's no higher pub anywhere. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill, for wedding receptions, party bookings, bar extensions and supper licenses. Get up to the Craven Arms Inn for bed and breakfast. There's a lounge, a bar and a video jukebox. There's a customer video club. Ask Graham about the customer video library at the Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill. Telephone Ludlow 890-880. Ludlow 890-880. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill.
Better off when the music's on. Sunshine Radio, the leader.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me when will I grow up to understand what the girls I knew in school are already pushing down.
Christy McCaw, New England. Oh, heck. Just had a sneezing bout. Isn't it dreadful? Now, the official Libyan news agency has said that four Britons held in Tripoli may not be released this week as planned. The four are expected to return to Britain with the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy, Mr. Terry Waite, after being freed today. But the agency said there might be a delay because of Friday's ceremony in London at which Mrs. Thatcher unveiled a memorial to a policewoman killed outside the Libyan embassy. Last night, Mr. Waite said he was cautiously optimistic that the four would still be released today. It's now 22 and a half minutes to 7.